There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to another exciting episode of RFF Radio. You know, I have to apologize because tonight is my fault. I tweeted earlier tonight that we probably weren't doing a show, and now we're doing a show. So it is kind of my fault.
Yeah, Big Brother was that exciting.
It was. Big Brother was amazing, and I just couldn't help but pop in and do a show. No, actually, I might not be home from a conference that I have to go to tomorrow. I was looking at the schedule here tonight, and I'm like, shit, I might not be back for a show. And so I made Trevor watch Big Brother, because you got home from work real late tonight.
Yeah, I got home around 8:45, 9, so I made sure to pop on Big Brother. I will say I fast-forwarded through that first 10-minute montage of everybody getting the news, and just went right to when they're in the house.
Yeah.
So I don't have a full handle on everybody's name yet, except for the real notable ones like McCray.
You never have, after the first episode, a real handle on everybody's name, so.
I do, I will say, well, you know, first off, we should talk about the live feed.
Yes. Everybody needs to get the Big Brother live feeds ordered. They will start, I believe, tonight at midnight or 11 o'clock, because I looked on TV Guide Network. I'm a little pissed off. Two reasons. I'm happy that it's on TV Guide Network, or TVGN, whatever the fuck they call it now. But I was kind of looking forward to being on Showtime this year, because I actually have Showtime now. So, I was looking forward to actually seeing it on Showtime, but I'm okay with it.
If it's on TVGN, that means...
Go ahead, Trevor.
If it's on TVGN, that means we're not getting the same kind of Big Brother After Dark that we were getting on Showtime.
No. So that's why you need the Big Brother live feeds, to see those titties.
way to be blunt, Mr.
Oh, thank you for blurting out my last name there, too.
I was kidding. I'm sorry, actually, shit.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I might just leave that one in there. No, I'll probably go.
You have to edit that.
I might have to go bleep that one. Wow, good job there, Trevor.
Change to Mr. Winslow.
But anyway, no, all kidding aside, the Big Brother live feeds are a lot of fun. And if you order them through us, if you click on our banner ad, they know that you've come and ordered the feeds from us. And we get, Davey says Rob Grodner in the chat room.
Rob Grodner.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. That's it. You guys caught me. No, if you order them through us, we get a little bit of money back, and you help support RFF and RFF Radio throughout the whole year. The early bird sale went great for us. We made quite a bit of money, and I'm happy with that. So I thank everybody that went out and bought them with the early bird special. But if you want to watch the next 3 months, you can still get the Big Brother live feeds. It doesn't mean that they're not on sale anymore. You can still buy them. And if you go to rffradio.com/bigbrother, that's rffradio.com/bigbrother, all one word, lowercase, http://, I'm kidding. help support us, and we really appreciate everybody who has bought the Big Brother live feeds through us. It has been a huge help, and we've gotten about a third of the money to run for the year so far. So... Davey says made quite a bit of money, but sadly it's already gone to thanks to blackjack. That is not true. The RFF the RFF account is different from my bank account. I cannot do a cash withdrawal from the RFF bank accounts. I did win $110.
No, I mean, This season looks like it's promising. It's an interesting, I'm going to throw this out here, interesting casting decision. It seems like they went kind of the model route with the women, and definitely did not with the men.
You know, it is interesting, because I was thinking the same thing. Maybe the best looking group of women we've ever seen.
I was about to say, but it looks like they cast a lot of regular guys to even it out.
They did. I mean, you've got your model types in there that, but Spencer is just way off on the whole, the big redheaded beard, way off the charts on a casting decision. So hopefully he's, yeah.
You say that about Spencer, and I'm looking at McCray, and I'm going, that's the way off casting decision.
Well, you know.
Factor in the game already. I like that three-man alliance that quietly got together Howard, Jeremy, and Spencer. And I deserve like 10 bonus points for remembering their three names in the first episode.
So,
if I can remember 25% of the cast after the first episode, I'm batting really well.
So Jeremy though seems like an alliance whore. He's really gonna make too many alliances, and it's gonna bite him in the ass.
Well, he even spelled out with them. He's like, listen, why don't us three be like a secret alliance? Yeah, you know, we'll make other alliances with other people. You know, but basically, us three will be, we'll go to the end.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you really do want to do it. That's how the brigade did it.
It is how you do it, but then he's creating an alliance with, I think it was Jesse was the woman in there, and David was the guy in there, the other guy in there.
Yeah.
That's
definitely a secondary alliance, because David doesn't look like he's going to win any mental challenges.
Oh, no. Thank you. Know what? I'm not even sure I'd trust him as a lifeguard. That scares me that he is in charge of saving people's lives. Oof-ta.
I'm sure you could probably handle that as a beach lifeguard. He looks in shape. I'm just saying, yeah, those the memory challenges, I'm not sure if David's going to be too reliable in this.
No, David's not going to be very reliable at all. You know, but the cast is beautiful. Jamie thinks she's the most gorgeous.
What he's going to be reliable for is hitting Aaron and Jesse, I'm sure.
What's that? You were breaking up there?
I said what he will be reliable is hitting on that girl Jesse and that girl Aaron.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, Jesse thinks she is the best-looking female in there, but she is... not. You have Gina Marie, who is really hot as long as she doesn't talk, because she's from Staten Island, and Aaron, who's gorgeous. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's interesting, and I feel bad. There's a lot of really great people on Staten Island, nice, not loud and boisterous, and yet every time somebody from Staten Island is cast on Big Brother, it's always like a really loud personality.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
No, it is fair. It's an accurate representation of what we think.
If you like, if everybody they cast from Nebraska, you know, showed up in overalls and the cowboy hat.
But it would be an accurate representation of the people from Nebraska. Absolutely. Would be an accurate representation.
Are you saying if you got cast on Big Brother, you're showing up in a pair of coveralls and a Stetson?
Absolutely. I would be the biggest hick on the show. I mean...
That would actually be a good strategy, because there'd be people on the show who actually probably listen to RFF Radio. Like, no, I'm not that guy.
No, that's totally
not. I don't even know what a podcast is.
Yeah. Podcast? I don't even know what electricity is. All these magical lights. Davey says, and Rob's catchphrase would be Go Big Red. Absolutely. I would absolutely embrace the Go Big Red! Tom Osborne, motherfucker! Yeah! Oh, shoot. So, I kind of want to go over the cast.
No, it's interesting.
Go ahead, Trevor.
Yeah, let's go over the cast.
Okay, so I do want to go over the cast kind of one by one. I'll start at the top, and I think I can recognize everybody. There's a few names in here that I don't remember meeting tonight, but we'll get to it. With Aaron, we'll start with Aaron. She is 22 and beautiful. I think her looks are definitely going to get her a long ways. What'd you say?
Best in the house.
Yeah, I think so. She's right behind Gina Marie as long as Gina Marie doesn't talk. Next up is Amanda. She's 28 from Florida. I don't think we really got to meet her much tonight, other than the fact that she's very observant of the other people around her. Did you have anything?
Which one was Amanda?
She I don't know how to explain her, I guess. You're going to have to pull up the cast page, maybe.
All right, we'll skip to the next one.
Andy. I like Andy a lot. He's actually...
He seems cool. I like Andy.
He's actually a like super fan, and I'm glad that they've cast a couple super fans.
He seems like a super fan. He's the speech teacher, right?
Right, exactly.
You can tell he's handled the show.
Yeah, he's smart. Davey says Amanda is the brunette with huge boobs. If that helps your memory.
Oh, okay.
Up next is Candace. She's the pediatric speech therapist. We didn't see much of her, but maybe once or twice, so we didn't really get to know her too much tonight.
She's one who didn't like Jean Marie.
No
real opinion yet.
No. David, the lifeguard, who's dumber than a box of rocks. We all know that already.
Could stay around in this scene because I have a feeling he's going to be looked at as somebody that you can always pick off later. Why get rid of him now?
Right, and it looks like that... Who was it that... Oh, it was Jeremy. It was Jeremy that was up there on that challenge tonight and kind of told David to jump off and go after the season. So Jeremy kind of looks at David as easily manipulated, and I think Jeremy's probably going to ride that saddle to the end of the game. Up next is Elise, who is Rachel's sister, Rachel 2.0.
Wait, that's the one who said she was married with two kids?
Yes.
Alyssa?
Yes. She is Rachel's sister.
That's Rachel's sister?
Yes.
She's the one that somebody said you look familiar.
Yes.
Holy shit, that's Rachel's sister?
Yeah, because you fast-forwarded through that first 10 minutes, you missed that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Gotta make her a front-runner in this game, then.
I don't know about that. I see.
Rachel's one of the better players that ever played Big Brother.
Yeesh. That's a stretch there, Trevor.
Rachel won the game once.
I know she did. She got lucky. She had
a great game. She won it. Not only did she win that season, but she had a target going into that season. The year before, she didn't do. Every season she's been on, she's been in the top four or five.
She's very smart. I'm not going to take that away from Rachel, but eef. I don't know if Rachel's one of the best players ever.
I'm throwing her in the top 10. Definitely the top 5 female players that ever played the game.
Yes. Okay. I would agree with that. The only reason Rachel won that season is because she was up against Porsche and Adam. So, come on. She didn't have a lot of competition.
I think she's a great player. Makes me think Elise has a chance in this game.
Up next is Gina Marie, who we've talked about a little bit. I want to move on to Helen, the political consultant from Chicago.
She's probably going to be tough in this game.
Brilliant. This woman is brilliant. I like her a lot.
Does she work for Obama? Is that one of the people that... Because she's from Chicago, I'm just guessing.
She could have. I hope that she wasn't on that... Who was the governor that just got put in jail? He was on...
I was rooting for his wife on Celebrity.
Yeah, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Yeah, I hope she didn't work on that campaign.
I don't know what political party she is, but she does seem smart. I'm going to throw her in. She knows politics, and she's probably knows how to, you know, maneuver in terms of staying under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, I like Helen a lot. She's going to be very, very interesting to watch.
I agree.
Up next is Howard, who's built like a shit brick house. That guy is huge. That's the only thing I know.
Him and Jeremy should align with each other because, you know, if it makes sense if you're probably going to be the two biggest competition beasts in the house to be together.
You like this Jeremy Howard-Spencer alliance, don't you?
I do. I think it's a very good alliance right off the bat.
I don't think it's going to make it.
I mean, if they don't argue amongst each other, you would think that they'd have a good chance of making it.
You're right. But I see Jeremy and Howard really butting heads and Spencer maybe just backing off and saying, okay, time to find me a new alliance. I don't know.
It makes a lot of sense for Howard and Jeremy to be close to each other. To not try to stab each other in the back until about 8 or 9.
It does make sense, but I just feel like they're really going to butt heads. That's what I'm worried about with those two. Two like big jacked up guys. I mean,
are they both single or is one of them married? That's going to be the key to determining.
They are both single.
Yikes! With all those women and running around the house, you're right. There could be some issues.
There could be some huge issues. So we talked a little bit about Jeremy. Did you have anything else to add about Jeremy?
No. Yeah, I think he's he seems like a contender in this game.
Up next is Jessie, who thinks she's the cutest girl in the house. We didn't really hear too much from her tonight other than she thinks that she's the cutest one and that girls always go after her because she's so attractive and lovable, which I want to barf at because she's not the cutest one in the house.
In normal houses, she probably would be, but not in this house.
No, you're right. In a different season, she definitely probably would be the hottest girl. Definitely, yeah. Probably. But in this season, no, I'm sorry.
She could arguably be in fourth or fifth place in this season.
She could be. She could be. Up next is Judd from Tennessee.
I like Judd.
Judd is – do you remember Josh from Big Brother 3? He reminds me of Josh from Big Brother 3.
I like that Judd said that he thought he might be the stupidest one in the house. And then David talked and he's like, nope, not me. I thought that was great. Nope, I'm definitely smarter than that guy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That did make me like Judd a little bit more. Up next is Caitlin.
He said it genuinely, too. Not like...
He did. You're right. He did. But he's right. He had a great point. He was absolutely right into thinking that.
It's like he wasn't even making fun of David. Like, nope. Yeah, I'm definitely not the dumbest one here.
Davey says he reminds me of the guy who... asked everyone to vote him out in Survivor Philippines. Oh, yeah, he kind of does. I hope he's talking about Judd there. East York Reality fan says, my guess is the lifeguard, Zane. Yeah, right. You're right there, Davey. It's Zane. He does kind of remind me of Zane. My East York Reality fan says, my guess is the lifeguard guy spends too much time tanning when he's working. That's probably true. He's probably tanning a lot. When he's supposed to be working.
Yeah, sun doesn't affect your brain, though. I tan a lot, but sun doesn't affect my brain.
Sun affects your brain. He's dumb. The man's not a bright man. we talked about Caitlin a little bit. She's a bartender from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Or Minneapolis, Minnesota, however normal people say cities and states. Now, here comes... McCray. We need to spend some time on McCray tonight.
Everybody thinks he's lying about being a pizza delivery boy. I think that's hysterical.
That is one of the funnier twists of the evening. That people think, oh, right. Bullshit. You are an evil genius, McCray. Now, we always say year after year, and this is why I want to spend a little bit of time with on McCray. We say every year, you never want to be the first HOH. I think we found the first exception. I think if McCray had not become HOH, he would have definitely been targeted because he's an outsider. Everybody thinks he's lying about being a pizza delivery boy. He would have been targeted and probably evicted first. So this is the first time in 15 years of Big Brother, 15 seasons of Big Brother, that he needed to be HOH first.
Yeah, I agree with that, because normally, like, we've always advocated, you never want to win HOH the first time.
No.
If I showed up on Big Brother, I'd absolutely go through the motions in that first HOH challenge. I wouldn't try to win it at all.
Just like Nick did, and we'll get to Nick here in just a little bit. Nick did a brilliant move.
Because all it does when you're first HOH, you create enemies immediately.
Right. And with this new twist, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit too, the chance of creating enemies is huge. Well, Davey says, sort of like how Ian would have been targeted last year, week one, but Boogie gave him an exemption. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, don't pass over McCray's quote. He said something, I don't know if you caught this, you might have fast-forwarded through this. He says, I'm not a gay man, but if I was, I would rip Howard apart.
I did hear that, and I started, it was like, oh my god.
I was like, wow, even, you never say that. That's just something that should never ever come out of your mouth. I'm wondering if he knows that the diary room is recorded. I'm just...
And I wonder how Howard's gonna feel about that.
Yeah. When, how is Howard and his family gonna think about McCray maybe raping him in the middle of the night? Allison Grodner should be watching him very closely. Like, McCray, oh boy, he's getting up. He's getting into bed with Howard. We need to get him to the diary room right now.
Luckily, bah. Who we got next?
But before we move on, I want to say McCray is smarter than a pizza delivery boy. You have to give him credit. He's smarter than that. He recognized right away that his social game was going to have to be stronger than what he thought it was going to need to be. He adjusted for that right away and won HOH. So I give him a lot of credit. He's going to be interesting to watch. And I think him being HOH is going to buy him some friends and some power in the weeks to come.
It's at least going to help him set up an initial alliance.
Yes, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. So Nick is up next. He's the one that came in second place tonight in the HOH competition. And it was really a brilliant move on his part, because he's like, well, why would I want to win HOH if I am guaranteed safety and have a little bit of control with McCray? So Nick understands I don't want to be HOH first.
I'm surprised more people don't follow the Will Kirby approach of never winning HOH.
Well, yeah, not everybody's Will Kirby though. I mean, we all can't be Will Kirby. Just can't happen, Trevor. Sorry. And last but not least is Spencer, who with a big red beard.
Yeah, I like Spencer.
I do too. He's going to be interesting, but he's going to need an alliance that is going to stick together. And I just don't think the Jeremy and Howard alliance is going to stick together for him.
I like how Spencer has contempt for just about everybody he comes across. Yeah, he plays it off really nicely.
He does do a good job of I hate everybody.
I mean, the only thing the only person I think he said a positive thing about was Howard.
Yes, I think you're right. Otherwise, he does have the epitome Rob outlook on life. I hate everyone. And yeah, so far I don't hate this cast as much as I've hated other casts in the past, which...
Yeah, I actually think it's a pretty well-casted season.
Which gives me hope for the season, because Helen is going to be interesting to watch, David is just going to be dumb to watch, Andy is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and of course, Gina Marie and Aaron are going to be amazing to watch on the Big Brother live feeds. I will be stalking them on the Big Brother live feeds. 24/7. We want to talk a little bit about the twist tonight, Trevor. You had some thoughts on what you thought of the twist, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I should hold reservations until I find out how that third person goes up on the block. I'm not sure that I like it as of right now.
Well, it's going to be anonymous. The person who wins MVP is anonymous, and the person who gets thrown up on the block doesn't know who put them there. So that to me is fascinating and interesting.
It should be fun, although my concern is that it's going to be a lot tougher for people to get backdoored this season.
Yes, and that probably is a side effect of getting rid of floaters. You cannot perfectly get rid of the floater aspect of this game without having a side effect, and I think that is the side effect of.
How do you win MVP again?
America votes for MVP.
America votes for MVP.
Yep.
The only problem with that is if America falls in love with one person, can we just keep voting for that person every week?
Sure. Why not?
How long do you think this twist will go for, the entire game?
I would think so, but we've seen twist peter out after 4 weeks. You get through four evictions and the twist peters out a little bit. This one has longevity to it. You can absolutely do that every week. There might be weeks where you won't have an MVP and we won't vote for an MVP, but this twist actually has longevity, and I'm optimistic about that. Davey says Rachel's sister will win MVP the first 10 weeks. I don't believe that. Andy is going to win the first MVP, people. Everyone loves Andy, I think. Davey says, America. Thanks to Grodner, I mean America. I don't know, Trevor, what else do you think about that?
I don't know. Interesting twist. I'll see it out. I'll let you know in a couple weeks if I like it or not.
I think it has longevity. You don't think it can last more than 4 weeks?
It's just going to be tougher at the end of the game with three nominees, right?
Well, you get down to the end. I bet you by the final four or five, we won't be voting for that anymore.
Yeah, I think that's. I bet the twist dies around like 10.
It sure could, but we've seen twist die around like 4, mm-hmm. week 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am hopeful for it. I'm hopeful for this whole season, really.
I'm pretty fired up. I think this is going to be a good season of the show.
Any other thoughts on Big Brother?
No, I mean, today was kind of like a feeling out process for the cast, seeing who I like, who I think might go far in the game. I think I'll have a more developed opinion on everybody by Sunday's show, hopefully.
Well, by next week after our first eviction, we'll know. Who do you think's going to be the first like person to get nominated and evicted?
You know, McCray's going to want to put somebody up that he feels like there's a consensus against.
Yeah.
Could be Jean Marie.
It could be. I'm thinking he goes after somebody strong like Howard or Jeremy right away. What if you go after somebody like that right away?
If you're McCray, I'm not sure you want to do that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think if you're McCray, you want to pick on the weakest person there, build up an alliance for yourself, and then hope to ride. If I were anything, I'd try to use my power this week to form an alliance with like a Nick, a Howard, a Jeremy.
That's true. That's very true. Let's see. Yeah, I think that he's going to go after Howard and Jeremy, but you disagree. So we agree to disagree on this show, Trevor.
Absolutely.
I watched Whodunit. Did you watch Whodunit?
I heard it was good.
It wasn't too bad. It's very mole-like. It's mole-ish. It's who is the mole?
I heard it's a little moley. I'm going to have to add that to my TiVo list. Anything that's a little like the mole, I might like.
It is not as well executed as the mole. The mole was really cool. This isn't quite as cool. This is like the nerdy cousin of the mole, but it is interesting. I'm not sure
why the mole hasn't been brought back. In all honesty,
I don't either. They definitely could have brought back the mole instead of Whodunit, and I feel like the mole would have done better in the ratings than Whodunit is going to do.
I remember the last season of the mole. You called it right off.
Chubbs, right away. You know what? If the Big Brother cast was the mole cast, McCray is the mole. He is the one that just sticks out.
I remember. We argued all season. I think there's no way he's the mole. It's way too obvious.
We hadn't even watched an episode yet, and I'm like, this guy is the mole. I want to go back and download that episode. I need to know. I want to hear me just call out Chubbs as the mole.
That's probably your best call in reality in the history of the show.
It is. I'm so proud of that one. Davey says,
I definitely doubted you. I was like, absolutely not.
No, I know. We argued.
There's no way. That's far too obvious.
Davey says, is Chubbs on Whodunit? No, he's not. No, I will go back. I will find that audio because I bet you and I, Trevor, argued for 5 minutes on the show that night. That this guy is the mole. I was like, look at everyone else. And then look at this guy. He's the mole.
I remember each week trying to talk myself into somebody else being the mole.
You were every week. You danced around it. You never did fall onto Chubbs as being the mole.
I was convinced the other girl was the mole. Nicole. I think her name was Nicole.
If anybody out there has that season of The Mole downloaded or saved, I would love to get a hold of it somehow. I will pay for shipping costs and all that good stuff to get it. Because I would love to sit down, watch the season again, and listen to our podcast after every episode. So if anybody out there listening, please... send me an email, rob@rffradio.com. Please send me an email. Or Twitter. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, that's even better. But I would love to get a hold of that season of The Mole. But Whodunit? I want to talk about Whodunit because there's a couple things on that show that annoy me a little bit. Everybody needs to quit acting like they actually die. People need to... They all think that they are going to... physically get murdered and die and never leave the show. That's all they're thinking about. Well, I'm going to be the next one murdered. I'm not going to make it through the night. I'm going to be killed while I sleep. And that's really annoying. So that needs to stop.
I could see that being... especially because there's no way ABC's killing somebody on live television.
No. It's interesting. They showed previews of a contestant on fire. They executed a contestant for the previews for next week, because we kind of find out who got voted off or who scored lowest on their presentation.
It'd be kind of funny if ABC like tasered a person.
Well, yeah, it would be. So I
could go along with that and defend it on the show.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about Naked and Afraid too. Thank you, Davey. So
what show do you want to talk about?
Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel.
Okay.
They throw these two people into Costa Rica, into the jungles of Costa Rica, naked.
Oh, shit. Yes. This show is... yes. Okay. Keep going.
So do you want to go to Naked and Afraid, or should we keep talking about Whodunit?
No, let's go to Naked and Afraid.
Okay, let's go to Naked and Afraid, and we'll come back to Whodunit. So did you watch Naked and Afraid? Because I did.
I did about it.
So this first couple that was on Naked and Afraid, this woman was a size queen. She everything was too small. This guy went out and caught a fish. Oh, that's not big enough. He caught a snake. Well, there's not very much meat on that snake. It was ridiculous. And then she set the shelter on fire with him inside of it.
Are they really naked, or do they at least get boxer shorts and like...
No. They are nude. They are nude. You can tell. Like, there is a heavy, heavy blur, but the guy was squatting down, and he had a huge bag because the blur that they had to drop below him almost touched the ground.
Now, anybody at least tried to go grass skirt?
Yeah, well, eventually they get, like, things to cover themselves, but not very well. And so there's a lot of blurring going on. But no, I enjoyed Naked and Afraid. I did not finish it. I was not able to completely watch the whole show. Just because... A, there was too many other things going on at the time. It was kind of on in the background. But it is a show I think I would sit down and watch. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Did you have anything else for Naked and Afraid? Because I want to get back to Whodunit real quick.
Yeah, let's go back to Whodunit.
So, Whodunit. I have a few questions. Because it seems like... They really do kill off... well, not, they don't physically kill people, but the contestants, if you're a contestant on the show, you have to act a little bit because you have to act dead. They killed off a contestant who maybe was a model or an actor anyway. She was killed off in a way where she was kind of fake electrocuted, but it was supposed, I mean, it's supposed to look real. They do a good job of making it look real. But anyway, she was a contestant. She was killed off right away in the show. They take the contestants or a group of people down to the quote unquote morgue to examine the bodies. And there is the contestant laying on the ground. When they executed the guy at the end who got eliminated or murdered, I believe he was on fire because then he jumps in the pool to put himself out, and it's his face that jumps into the pool. So I'm not sure. I mean, obviously the producers are going to these people and saying, hey, you're going to be murdered and this is what's going to happen. This is how you're going to do it. But I would love, I'm spoiled now with J. Holland Moore. I would love to get a producer on the show, because I'd like to talk to them about how this stuff goes on in the background, because obviously there is some huge producer contestant, I don't want to say manipulation because it's not manipulation, but it's like conversations to pull off these quote unquote murders. It is fascinating TV. They've done a good, it's a good premise for a show. I will give them that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah,
it should be fun.
You need to check it out. Hopefully they replay that first episode, because the first episode is really
good. What, that's on Sunday night, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is it after Big Brother?
Isn't it on ABC? I don't even know. I have no idea what time it is. I just set the DVR and record it.
I'll check it out and report back on it by next week.
Davey says, Rob, you can read what I said to Trevor. What did you say to Trevor? Oh, he's gotcha. Davey says, next week on Whodunit, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I've been riveted by the coverage of that.
I wish Nowhere Man hadn't left the chat room, because he said that they are all actors on Whodunit. Yeah, I want to talk about Aaron Hernandez a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Nowhere Man in the chat room before he left said they're all actors. East York Reality Fan says, nope, celebrities. I don't know. It's an interesting show. One of them among them is a murderer. And the way that the quiz, you know, in The Mole you had the quiz every week as to who is the mole. This is, you go and present to a camera in a room secluded by yourself, like your quote-unquote case as to who the murderer is. And apparently you score points on that, and then the butler hands out envelopes. You open your envelope and find out if you're scared or if you're safe. And if you're scared, then one of two people of the scared people are murdered, and you're eliminated from the game. So that's how. Oh, Nowhere Man says you can watch it on ABC.com, the first episode. So, Aaron Hernandez, can we talk about that?
I honestly, this is going to be the trial. This is going to get more coverage than Casey Anthony.
Oh, it will not. It won't. No, it won't. Unfortunately, the evidence is open and shut. This is why the George Zimmerman trial is huge, and why everybody's covering it, is because the evidence is not open and shut, an open and shut case. Aaron Hernandez turned over his security cameras and his cell phone, smashed into a million pieces. You don't do that if you didn't.
Here's the thing, he's got that the other two don't. Aaron Hernandez has got a pile of money.
True.
He's just signed a $40 million contract. They just went over the details of his contract on ESPN. He's still going to get paid part of his signing bonus of $3.2 million, and his next 2 years, his 2013 and 2014 salary, which is like $1 million and change each. He collected multiple millions of dollars when he first signed his contract. he's going to have much better legal representation than either Zimmerman. And Anthony's lawyer got her off, you know, so obviously he did a good job. But, you know, Hernandez is going to have, you know, some of the top lawyers in the country, I'm sure, representing him.
Casey Anthony had some great lawyers. I'm not convinced that George Zimmerman has great lawyers. Did you hear about the knock-knock joke?
I haven't been following that trial at all.
Holy shit.
But no, I think Hernandez, I would say I would bet he walks in with a couple real hotshot attorneys. And you know, they've already been, you mentioned that surveillance and camera. They're already discussing, it can't be, if nobody knows what was on that camera or that surveillance system, then how is it obstruction of justice if you're not sure there's evidence on
but,
there?
But it's circumstantial. And that's as damaging as anything else.
I think his trial is going to be, you're going to see some real heavy hitters.
You're going to see some heavy hitters, but I'm afraid that the evidence, it doesn't matter how good of lawyers that you have, the evidence is not stacking up well in his favor.
O.J. Simpson got off.
Absolutely.
And I would say the evidence against him was about as overwhelming as it was against Hernandez, but his attorneys were just tremendous.
There was, you have to admit though, there's a different aspect at that time in our history, and unfortunately O.J. Simpson trial is in our history. There was a different aspect as to, there was a racial aspect to that. In terms of not that he did it or didn't do it because of his race. It was just, there was a lot of racial tension at that time. And that's, I think, what made the O.J. Simpson trial click with everybody.
Well, I think the O.J. Simpson trial, too, is the attorneys were so good on his side, right? Johnny Cochran was tremendous that entire trial.
Yeah.
Shapiro was good. Sheck was good. But, they just had...
But it doesn't help when a cop gets up on the stand.
Oh, they tore apart the police officer for everything. It's pretty incredible looking back on it how they were able to dig up all that stuff on that cop. Like, you listen to it, you're like, wow, this guy is really a racist.
Yeah.
That's
not good.
It became really feasible that he would try to, you know. And then also, the prosecutors
Mark Furman.
Just dropped
I
the
could
ball.
Not think of his name. Mark Furman.
The prosecutors dropped the ball. Remember when they had him try on the glove?
Yep.
And everybody knows that leather shrinks if it's not worn over time, right?
Yep.
If you ever had a pair of leather shoes, and if you don't wear them for like a year, your feet barely fit into them. They hurt. And, you know, same thing with the leather gloves. If it hadn't been worn, it obviously shrank, and then it didn't fit his hand anymore.
Well,
but if you're on the jury, you may not know that. You see him putting on the glove and not fitting his hand. You're like, well, shit, that can't be his glove. It doesn't fit his hand.
We were caught up to in the whole celebrity of O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was a huge name before his
trial. Yeah. He was like the big. He was in the Naked Gun.
Yeah.
You know,
Aaron Hernandez isn't that famous, doesn't have that name. I promise you, Trevor, ESPN and all those sports places are going to cover the trial, but the Aaron Hernandez trial is not going to click like the Casey Anthony, O.J. Simpson, or George Zimmerman trial has. And even the George Zimmerman trial hasn't clicked as much as I thought it was going to. The news networks are covering it 24/7.
I think they're actually there. You could see a lot of them were switching over to the Hernandez thing instead of covering the Zimmerman trial.
No, there's way more people watching Zimmerman just because it's fascinating shit right now. I just
you love these trials of the century.
I do. Oh my god,
you love the Casey Anthony trial. You like the first person to say that her lawyer was really, really good.
Yep, I have to say that I was one of the first people to say that there wasn't enough evidence to convict her. And
I mean, wouldn't surprise me if that lawyer popped. But after getting her off, he's got to now be on the short list of really good defense lawyers.
Yes, he does. George Zimmerman trial is totally different. I don't know if there's a, I mean, unfortunately, it's so sad that somebody is dead. And it's the same thing with little Kaylee Anthony. It's just so sad that someone was dead in it. What is the worst part of it about this is there's a whole other side of the story with Trayvon that we're never going to hear. But I feel like the evidence is stacking up for George Zimmerman, and the evidence is showing is backing his story. I don't know how this trial is going to... I'm not as certain about this trial as I was Casey Anthony being found not guilty. I'm not as certain. I feel like George Zimmerman will be acquitted, but I'm not as certain about that as I was Casey Anthony.
Here's my thing, right? Since when do you get in a fight and it's okay to pull out a gun and shoot somebody?
Well,
to me, if he's not guilty of murder, he's at least guilty of manslaughter.
Absolutely. But I don't know it.
Now, can they try him on a lower count?
I don't know if the jury can come back and say, not guilty on second degree murder, but guilty on manslaughter. I don't know if the jury can do that.
To me, it's like, you know, if you get into a fight with somebody and you start losing, you're not allowed to pull out a gun and shoot them. You lose the fight. Unless the guy is about to kill you.
According to Florida law, if you feel like your life is in danger, and this is a law in a lot of the states. I don't know how many. But if you feel like your life is in danger, you can defend yourself. And that is why this is such a hot button issue is, was George Zimmerman's life in danger? Was Trayvon on top of him beating his head against the sidewalk like George Zimmerman claims? If George felt like his life was in danger and Trayvon was on top of him banging his head against the sidewalk saying, "I'm going to kill you," he had a right to protect himself according to that law. Now, whether you agree or disagree with the law, that's not the issue here. That is the law. It is a stand your ground law in Florida. It's a whole other issue if you agree or disagree with that I don't want to get into. But according to the law, if that is what happened, then George Zimmerman had a legal protection to do that.
And here's my other wonder, right? If he was carrying a gun and let's say the kid was mouthing off to him or something, why wouldn't he have just pulled in and said, "I'm going to kick your ass," and they're about to start jostling? Well, why wouldn't he pull out his gun there and say, "I have a gun, go get out of here"?
You can't just brandish your gun willy-nilly. That's a whole that's breaking a whole other set of laws.
Well, I mean, if he does that, the kid probably runs away and nothing ever happens.
True. But the argument can be made as to why George Zimmerman even got out of his car and followed Trayvon in the first place. I just lost Trevor. Right in the middle of a very heavy debate. But no, like I said, you're back. What happened?
Yeah. I haven't really been following this trial.
Yeah.
I just assumed that he was guilty. I'll read some article. I've been more fascinated by the Hernandez thing, to be honest.
I have been watching. I have a live stream from the courtroom of the George Zimmerman trial that is on at 8 o'clock because it starts at 8 o'clock here and goes to 4 in the afternoon, and it is on all the time in my house. So I have caught, I would say 80% of the testimony and the witness statements and all of that. I've been watching it very closely, and it is interesting. I find it very interesting. I feel like that if I wasn't doing the work that I'm doing, that I would love to be a lawyer or somebody who helps a lawyer. That stuff just fascinates me.
I see being a pretty good lawyer.
Yeah.
One of the great lawyers of all time, isn't he from Wyoming, Spence?
Not ringing a bell.
I forget what his name is. I think his last name is Spence, though. He's like a noted defense attorney.
Hmm.
or stretching out the capabilities of our research staff. They're like, really? We're not talking about reality TV. We're talking about attorneys now.
Yeah, cool. I know. We're talking about, but we talked quite a bit about the Casey Anthony trial on this show, right?
Yeah.
Whether
she did it or not, she was basically presumed guilty, right?
She did it.
I think she did it too. I fire her.
My opinion.
Now that I was found innocent, where'd she go? And like, I mean, she was called a monster on TV for like 3 months straight.
Oh, she's still a monster. People still think she's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason she got off on that was, A, the cops did a terrible job at investigating the missing persons. They had tips as to, like, Roy Kronk, the meter reader, found the body, reported it to the police. The police did not thoroughly investigate it, and they didn't find Kaylee's body until like 2 or 3 months later. It was a ridiculous amount of time. By that time, the evidence had disappeared. So the cops dropped the ball there. The prosecution did not do a great job presenting their case. And Jose Baez Mason, I can't think of his name. Did an excellent job at defending their client, and all of that adds up to a not guilty on, you know, 4 counts of whatever she was charged with.
I will say, this Aaron Hernandez thing, it seems like the police were really on top of it here. It seems like they took their time and made sure they had all their ducks in a row before arresting him, which leads me to believe that it's probably... It seems like they probably could have arrested him last week, but they kind of wanted to have everything so lined up and so overwhelming. That's definitely one aspect of this.
But don't you think, Trevor, that it makes you look awfully guilty when you turn your security system and your cell phone over in a million pieces?
Yeah, it's probably not probably vault seat to the top of the suspect list.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a great idea there. The thing is with cell phones, people, okay, if you're making a call or a text message, this nation has proven that they can track that shit down. It's not just on your – smashing your cell phone is not going to take care of the problem.
No, it's absolutely not.
The only way that smashing your cell phone takes care of the problem is if you have dick pics on there that you don't want other people to see and pull off your phone. Otherwise, the text messages and phone calls are all recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people. Stop taking dick pics. Oh, well, should we get out of here for the night?
Yeah, I probably should go to sleep.
Yeah, you probably should. But watch Whodunit. And get those Big Brother live feeds ordered.
Will do.
RFFradio.com/Big Brother for the Big Brother live feeds. How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They can catch me at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFradio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, remember, if anybody has that season of The Mole downloaded or anything where Chubbs was the mole, I'd love to get it somehow. So please get a hold of me if you do. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll probably be back next Wednesday night after the live eviction of Big Brother. Talk about the first week of Big Brother. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.